Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. How are you this morning? Are you full of that joy and gladness? I have to confess I'm not today. But I know that in spite of it all, God is good and God is faithful. So I choose to enter his gates with thanksgiving. And let's do that as we sing together. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart.
Say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
We continue to praise the God who gives us every good thing as we sing, Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. So Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. The Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship your holy name. At dawn that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul. soul will sing praise and ending till the Jesus forevermore.
Lord of my soul,
oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name. Yes, I'll worship Your holy name.
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Many times early in the Old Testament, the king is described as the shepherd of Israel. David in the Psalms changes this to describe God as the shepherd, a theme which is picked up by the prophet Isaiah. The prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel, though, use the word to describe the teachers and priests who aren't doing their job and leading the people astray. Ezekiel then says this, "Thus says the Lord God, indeed I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day." Three roles, one word. King, priest slash teacher, God Himself, all described as the shepherd of His people. So we come to this morning's reading, and this is Jesus speaking to the Pharisees about who He is. John 10, verses 1 to 6 and 11 to 16.
Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will too listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd.
A king, a priest slash teacher, God Himself, the good shepherd who knows and loves His sheep. And the sheep have confidence in Him, trust Him, follow Him. Let's sing together, "Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart."
my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be all else but naught to me, save that thou art. Be thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, thy presence my life. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, be thou ever with me, and I with thee, Lord. Be thou my great Father, and I thy true Son. Be thou in my dwelling, and I with thee one. Be thou my breastplate, my sword for the fight. Be thou my whole armor, be thou my true might. Be thou my sole shelter, be thou my strong tower. Oh, raise thou me heavenward, great power of my power. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise. Be thou mine inheritance, now and always. Be thou and thou only, the first in my heart. O Sovereign of Heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of Heaven, thou Heaven's bright sun, O grant me its joys after victory is won. Great heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be thou my vision, O ruler of all.
I want to try something a little different this morning. I want to look at these words of Jesus. But instead of trying to teach you anything about them, we're going to just spend some time in quiet thought. We're going to try to listen to God rather than listening to me. It's a little bit harder, but it's definitely worth it. I hope you're going to join in, otherwise this could be a very boring half hour. I'd be interested in your feedback later. But first, let us pray. Lord, as we look at this passage, may we see something new from you today. Open our eyes and ears to you. Speak to us through your words, and may your message for us reach into our hearts this morning. As we focus our minds on you, as we seek your face and listen to your voice, may we know your presence and meet with you in the intimacy of your word. Amen. Now, there's a lot in this passage, so I want to focus your minds on three things. First, Jesus is the shepherd, we are the sheep. The sheep are totally dependent on and totally trusting in their shepherd, who knows them and calls them by name. Second, the sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice. They are listening, and they know the shepherd well enough to recognize him speaking to them. And third, the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. David spoke of defending his flock from attack by lions and bears. Jesus goes even further to the cross. In contrast to the Pharisees who sought their own power and glory, Jesus was motivated by love for the Father and love for the sheep, deep, intimate and personal. Nothing is more important to him. And so I want to read this passage again. And as we read, I invite you to close your eyes and picture the scene Jesus is describing. It doesn't have to be biblically accurate. The aim is to get inside the story and let it speak to you. What does it look like, feel like, sound like, smell like? What's the weather like? How do you, as the sheep, feel about the shepherd when you see him? Is there anything that jumps out at you as you hear the story again? A word or a phrase? This is how God speaks to us through Scripture. And as God speaks to us through this passage, I encourage you to share that with one another, to build us up together and enrich our ideas. So as you listen to the story again and think about those questions, would you type in the chat box if you're joining us in church online? Or write it down later to share if you join us elsewhere. What picture do you get as you hear the story? How do you feel? Is there a word or a phrase that jumps out at you? Let's listen. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Jesus says that we as his flock know his voice. Sometimes in the busyness of life, the distractions from outside, that voice gets drowned out. But in the times of quiet, we can hear him. As I said, the point of today is not to listen to me, but to listen to the words and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us through them. So we're going to have a time now of silent reflection and silent prayer. I'll put the words of the reading once more on the screen and just invite you to spend a few minutes in conversation with God. Speak to him about what you're reading or you have read or heard. let him speak to you through the words or through the images that you see or anything that comes to your mind. If your mind starts to wander, that's okay. Bring it back to focus by reading or reciting a word or phrase from the passage. Perhaps you want to think in this time about how what you have heard from God or from each other might affect the way you live your life, the words you speak, the thoughts you nurture. If you want to share that with us, feel free. If not, just take this time between you and God. I'll just lead us in prayer to begin. Holy Spirit, as we take this time in conversation with God, would you take Jesus' words and speak to us? And take our words and speak to him. May this be a time of intimacy and understanding. And as we spend this time with you, would you transform us by the renewing of our minds to become the people you want us to be? In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Be still in God's presence. Let him refresh your soul.
And he anoints
my head with oil, and my cup, it overflows with joy. I feast on his pure delights, and I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home. And though I walk the darkest path, I will not fear the evil one. For you are with me, and your rod and staff are the comfort I need to know. And I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home.
We continue in prayer as we bring to God all those people and situations that we know who are in need of a touch from him today. Lord, we remember the words of your prophet Isaiah. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Forgive us for those times when we wander, when we're not listening to you, when we're enticed away by other voices. Thank you for that costly love that bore the pain of our loss in order to bring us back into your fold. Lord, there are some among your sheep who are sick or grieving at this time. Would you tend and care for them? Bring healing of body and of heart, and let them rejoice in your presence. I invite you to speak out loud or to type in the chat box the names of those that you know of that need this prayer. Lord, we pray for those who are lost like sheep without a shepherd. May they learn to know and to love your voice. We pray for those who seem other to us, those who feel they don't belong in your flock. Gather them in, Lord, that we may be one with them in your grace. Lord, remembering the story of Peter last week and his commission to care for your sheep, we pray for those you have given to us as under-shepherds and gatekeepers, those in authority over us in various ways, but still under your own authority. May they too care for your sheep and lead us in your paths. And Lord, as sheep in a flock, we know that we are stronger together. May we care for one another, watch over one another, and bless one another in your holy name. Make us swift to welcome and open to love all who come to you. and give us strength to reach out to help those in need. Amen. Let's sing our closing hymn, All the Way My Saviour Leads Me. In the blessing of God, to follow him and walk in his ways under his loving care. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.